So step four. In step four, you're going to add another string to your lead guitar. This string is the piggyback induction. And this piggyback induction is actually very important. It's actually one of the heart and soul of a conversation hypnosis interaction. Everything you need to know about the piggyback induction is contained on your bonus CD, Advanced Secrets to Bypass Resistance. As I just mentioned, the piggyback induction becomes a second string to your lead guitar. And in essence, what it does, it creates a counter melody, a counter tune, which will back up and harmonize with the hypnotic gaze induction and the general hypnotic language, which you have mastered by now. Now, this makes the whole interaction that much more compelling, because you create a richer experience for people to have. You also create different modalities that people have to pay attention to. So even if they choose to resist one side of the experience, the other can still get through. So let's say people try and resist your hypnotic gaze and force their eyes open and decide not to try and focus too much inside because of the gaze you've got on. But then your language, the piggyback induction, focusing their awareness in different places, begins to move their mind inside anyway. So no matter what happens, you've already got a more safe and more secure and more surefire induction under your belt. The piggyback induction will also make your conversations more interesting, because you can start including more facts and more diverse topics. The way you do the piggyback induction, if you recall, is very simply to start to make sensory statements, statements about things that they can see in the or hear or feel in the outside world. You're creating it, in essence, a yes set that people have to say yes to over and over again, and then you piggyback a suggestion about hypnosis. Now, if you want to be very direct about it, you can talk about hypnosis and trance very directly. To be a little bit more indirect, you start talking about hypnotic themes like relaxation, calmness, comfort, focus. Remember, you're going to make four or five yes set instructions, and then you're going to add some kind of instruction that leads them into trance. Now, these trance leads will become more and more numerous as you go by. So by the time you're in the middle of the trance, all you'll be making is pretty much trance lead suggestions, piggyback suggestions, and they'll piggyback off each other and no longer have to rely on the senses like hearing, feeling, and seeing in order to be effective. Once you can incorporate all these things onto the things that you mastered on step three and make sure they're fluid and fit together harmoniously, you can begin to polish the piggyback induction, refining it and making it increasingly indirect. How do we make the piggyback induction more indirect? Well, again, you can start talking about more indirect trance themes like relaxation and focus. Next, you can start playing with the external and internal focus. So your yes set statements will start very external and gradually turn more and more internal, which refocuses the attention inside. Finally, you can add mind reads. Mind reads about their past experiences, about their beliefs and their expectations, truisms, and even things that they told you about themselves. All these mind reads become material for further yes sets, and because they are rooted inside their intellectual and their emotional internal world, they become very, very powerful roots straight onto the inside. And of course, because they seem to mirror such normal topics of conversation anyway, almost no one will realize that you're using a yes set when you're using mind reads. So these are all the things you need to do in order to master step four on your path to mastery of conversational hypnosis. If at any point anything is giving you any trouble, just go right back to your bonus CD entitled Advanced Secrets to Bypass Resistance and start reviewing those lessons, and in particular start doing all the exercises we covered there so that you can master the individual pieces first and then bring them back and put them inside of your hypnotic conversations. Once you're comfortable that you can do this persistently, consistently, easily, and without much thought, you're ready to move on to the next step, step five, on your path to mastery.